Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You will drain it.
Famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And Christmas is over. The holidays are over. I mean, I guess, no, this is the weird limbo time between Christmas and New Year's, right?
I don't know. What day is this coming out next week?
This is a week before Christmas.
Yeah. This is a good time to listen to a podcast because, like, what else are you supposed to do?
I know, which is why we wanted to make something silly. And so because it's the holidays, not as many people are calling in. So we were like, you know what? We're going to go to the archives, not even the deep archives, very recent archives.
Oh, is that the reason? Is that the reason? That's the reason you're making
this
up
is
right
all
now?
Part of it. You didn't even let me finish it. Okay. The reason is not as many people are calling in. We're going to be out of town next week. So we were like, we're going to stockpile an episode. Yeah, 2 days ago episode, the Tuesday episode was filmed at a normal time, recorded at a normal time. This episode, planned in advance, but only 1 week. Because it's planned in advance, we're like, it's hard. Our show is so topical. It's hyper topical. So we were like, let's just do weirdo calls, deranged calls that we get that are sort of evergreen in their bat shittiness.
You know, there's a lot of calls that we miss because we can't, you know, just fill the podcast with just nonsense. Or I'll lose my full mind. I know you guys like it, but I will actually lose my mind.
We like throwing in at least one nonsense call an episode. I'm sure you've noticed that. But this one is going to be pretty much 100% nonsense, including what Lindsay made for all of you that I have not heard yet. And I'm going to hear live right now.
I'm very nervous. Who gave me the idea? I want to credit them, but I immediately forgot. And then I asked a few people if it was them. And then they were like, no, I didn't give you that idea. But like, great idea. They were like, oh, you should remake the Hanukkah song.
It wasn't Louie, DJ Louie.
But with whose? It could have been DJ Louie. If it's DJ Louie, he's going to yell at me. But whatever. It's fine. He still got the plug. So this is what I did. I'm a terrible singer and I'm also a little sick. There's no excuse for this.
Sounds like you're about to admit to a crime.
Well, this is kind of like when you released that Humi song, that dreaded Humi song, which was like you singing very quiet. So this is, I thought it would fit perfectly into our like kind of silly show. I also felt like, you know, how hasn't Adam Sandler released one of these? He should be releasing these. If Adam Sandler wasn't actually like A-list, he'd be releasing one of these a year. Is my point. So if Adam Sandler was more of a Who, we would be getting more Hanukkah songs, which we deserve. So in honor of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You topping the Billboard charts, I wanted to give you a Hanukkah song worthy of equal treatment.
Do not play Hanukkah song. Wave.
Yeah.
Here we go. Do not play.
I'm embarrassed already.
3 minutes?
Well...
Hanukkah is the festival of lights.
That's bad. Do you like my reverb?
Instead of one day of presents, we have a crazy night.
My poor neighbor.
So when you feel like the only kid in town without a Hallmark movie.
Oh my god.
Here's a list of who's who are Jewish. Just like you and me. Charlie Puth lights the menorah. So does Emmy Rossum, Jamie Lynn Signer, and Josh Radnora. Guess who eats together at Rustin Daughters Cafe? Ansel Elgort and his classmate Timmy Chalamet. Zoe Deutsch is half Jewish. Ezra Miller's half too. Armie Hammer claims he's half Jewish, but I'd like to see the proof.
Sorry.
You don't need Bieber's Hillsong or Kanye's Christian opera, cause you can spin a dreidel with a Meghan Trainor's husband, Spy Kids, Daryl Zavara. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. I know she's not a who, but did you know that Pink celebrates Hanukkah? Rita Ora. Not a Jew. But guess who is Simon Rex of What I Like About You? It ran for 4 seasons. Deep Elia Michelle, Adam Pally and Beanie Feldstein. Ashley Tisdale's raised, quote, a little bit of both, according to American Jewish Life magazine.
My favorite magazine.
Some people think that Mrs. Maisel Rachel Brosnahan is. Well, she's not, but guess who is all three Hameses?
That's the best line by far.
So many Jews are in showbiz. Ashley Olsen isn't, but her ex-boyfriend Justin Bartha is. So tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. We no longer claim Harvey Weinstein on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your goop detox tonicas and smoke your marijuanica. If you really, really wanna, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
That's in it. I mean, that's the original.
Wow. I'm so thankful. And I'm sure all of the Jews in the audience are thankful that you are giving them some Hanukkah content, because, you know, the Christmas industrial complex is very strong.
It's
the Hallmark
true.
Industrial complex
so,
is very strong.
It was so hard to find rhymes for some of those. I was like really, really reaching for some of those rhymes. Like the part where I use Simon Rex, like that took 4 tries. There were so many different versions of that.
Is that one? That's one take? I guess
no,
you can't really
no.
edit together a song.
No, I edited it. It was a few takes. I did a few takes.
Wow.
Do you hear the
wow.
reverb too?
That's great.
Thanks. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It took me a significant amount of time. So, you know,
it was not at all what I expected. It was so much better.
It's canon.
Not that I expected bad. I expected it to be great, but it was even better than that. I'm very impressed.
We put in the effort.
You're a songwriter.
When we do stuff, we put in the effort. I've always wanted to do that. I think everyone's always wanted to make a parody song of the Hanukkah song, but they never had the right.
Everyone.
You know,
sure.
Theme.
Everyone has.
Every Jew.
Everyone has.
Every Jew. Okay, so that's a good way to start this episode, which is just going to be insane. Do you want to just get right into the questions? I feel like we don't need to do this comment. It's silly.
What was the comment? I already forgot. I just
Who cares?
Moved the...
It,
oh,
we have
yeah,
too many
that
questions.
Comment.
We also
fuck
only...
that comment.
Yeah, we don't need it. So let's just get right into...
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, Bobby and Lindsay. I just... was celebrating a holiday party with my friends last night. We sang carols. And I was wondering if you could do the Who's and Them's of the 12 Days of Christmas. Like the Partridge in a Pear Tree, definitely a Them. But like the Lords of Leaping, not so sure. They strike me as kind of hooey and a little desperate. Okay, thanks so much. Them in doubts belong in blue.
Oh my god. Okay. here we go.
Wow. I'm so glad I started it off with my Hanukkah song, because this is truly torture. Yes?
I know all of these, and I...
You do.
I knew all of them.
You do.
But since you do not celebrate Christmas, I feel like this is a song that's pretty popular all around. So I feel like if you know it, it's a Them. If you don't, it's a Who. I'm just going to use that your heights, the high standard of you knowing this. You know, this is my experiment. So
okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay. That's a Them. Everyone, that's a Them. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two. What did
two
they send?
Two dogs a barking.
Nope. Two. Two.
Two frogs a frogging.
It's the name of a Hallmark movie, and it's the
two lords a leaping.
Nope. That's later.
Two.
Turtle
fish
doves.
Swimming.
Okay. So that's a Who. That's a Who. Turtle doves.
But they aren't. That's not a Who. I'm just an idiot.
No, they're all. That's a Who. That's
okay,
how we're doing
fine.
This. This is a non-scientific evaluation.
Okay.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 3
golden spoons.
3.
3.
A European country.
Papers.
European country and a bird.
3 Germans. Knives. I don't know. A bird?
A European bird.
three Portuguese parrots.
Three French hens. Okay, so French hens, who? On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four.
Lord.
Four. It goes four.
French doves.
Four.
Four light bulbs.
Calling birds. Okay, that's a who.
Calling
five.
Birds?
Five.
Are they all birds?
Calling birds. Calling birds.
Are they all birds?
No. That's the last bird.
Oh.
Oh, no, there's actually three more birds. There's two more birds, actually. But wait, four calling birds.
What's five? Give me a hint.
Five. Everyone knows that. Five.
Golden rings.
There we go. So, okay.
Golden rings.
Golden rings. Them. I suspect that's going to be the only them. But here we go.
Five golden rings.
Four six. Calling birds. Three French. First on the sixth day of Christmas.
Six.
Da 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 da. It's.
Six jars of Aquaphor. Six.
It's four syllables. Six. Da 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 da.
Six spins a spinning.
Geese a laying. Okay. That's a who. Seven. Da 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 da. Another
it's
bird.
The same thing.
Another bird that's a doing something.
Seven turkeys clapping.
A long-necked bird that's a-doing something in the water. How about
seven
that?
Seven cranes a-craning.
Nope, swans a-swimming.
Oh.
Eight blanka-blanka.
What is it?
Eight blanka-blanka. It's a human.
Lord's a-leaping?
This is gendered. That's 10. So I'm gonna call Lord's a-leaping a them because
well,
you just knew
it. I heard her say it.
Maids a-milking. Did that, does that
ew,
ring a
that's
bell?
Not. That's disgusting. That's not a who. No. Disgusting, no.
Your mom being like, disgusting.
Disgusting. Maids a milking?
Nine. Da 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 da. I completely forget about these women.
Women?
Yeah, they're nine ladies dancing.
Just ladies dancing.
Nine ladies dancing.
Okay, boring.
10. Lords a leaping. You knew that one.
Okay.
11. Ba 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 ba.
11.
It's like
sharks are swimming.
Not a cigarette, but a
jewels of vaping.
Not smoking out of a vape or a
pipes
blunt.
Of smoking.
Pipers. What do pipers
do? Pipers piping. Ugh,
there you go.
Stupid.
But I'm still gonna call it a who because that was too hard.
Vapes of smoking.
And then finally 12. Blada blada. It's a musician. Musicianing.
Harps.
Nope.
Liars.
Percussion.
Lies. Liars. Drums drumming.
So the only them.
No, this is just because I'm an idiot.
No, the only thems I think are partridge in a pear tree and five gold rings.
That's it.
That's fine with me.
Well,
that's
it's funny because actually that makes sense. So it's the first line and it's the line mm-hmm. where the cadence changes.
Yeah,
so
where
like,
you go, everyone joins in, they go five.
Yes. So I only know the parts where like I may have paid attention to the song because it changed or just started.
Yes. I think that makes sense. I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
As someone who knew all of them, I'm comfortable. I forgot about the ladies who were dancing, but everything else.
Jewels of vaping. That's pretty
Jewels
good.
Jewels of vaping.
I'm gonna make a Hanukkah version of this next.
Catch you in 2020. next call. Next call, next call, next call. This is a really fun little series of calls we got here. Okay, here we go.
No, it's
this is an insane series
no,
of calls.
No, it's not.
Hi, Who Weekly. I had this thought as I was falling asleep the other night, unfortunately, and it has persisted. I'm just wondering, does JoJo Siwa know who Greta Thunberg is, and does Greta know who JoJo Siwa is? Viva la laptop. Bye.
So that's actually a very good question in that it's two 16-year-olds who had like a notable 2019. God, I almost said 2020.
Two,
it's not.
They're two 16-year-olds who are changing the world. Yeah.
You could say that. Do I think that JoJo knows who Greta is? Definitely.
Yeah.
And
I
does
think so
Greta
too.
Know who JoJo is? I want to say I hope not. But
I do not think so. And I think even just because she's
busy
across the ocean. I don't know that JoJo is internationally famous.
She is, though. She is, for sure.
In Scandinavian countries?
Well, I think that JoJo is bigger than just the United States of America. I really do, weirdly. Also, Greta speaks English.
Yeah, so. I know Greta speaks English, but it's like way over there in Norway.
I mean, we don't want her to know who JoJo is. It's fine.
Oh, Sweden. Sorry, Sweden, not Norway. But
all the way over there.
I would like her to not know, but maybe it's hard. Also, like, Greta is just so, she's so busy doing other things. I just don't see her on YouTube. And, you know, she's on the phone with Malala. She's on a con call with, you know, Al Gore and Malala.
But what does she do when she wants to relax?
I don't think she relaxes. I think she's very scared of the planet dying.
I hope she relaxes a little bit. I hope she relaxes.
That's why she's so passionate and busy, because she doesn't relax.
I understand, but I hope she relaxes. It's not a life for a 16-year-old to not relax.
Her mom is an artist, though. So, you know, JoJo's an artist. Her mom is an artist.
JoJo is an artist, yes.
JoJo is an artist. I mean, her mom is, as we've talked about, an iconic opera singer in Sweden. She once performed a Eurovision song.
Yes, but, right. And so JoJo makes music, but Greta likes music, grew up with music.
Let's just say they both know each other. I feel like Greta knows who JoJo is, doesn't really care. JoJo knows who Greta is and is like, that's cool. Like, that's great. I think that that's really cool. Yeah, let's save the world. Yeah. Like, JoJo's great. Whatever.
That's really cool. She seems great.
JoJo, like, I'm going to make a big bow and put it on the planet. And Greta's like, do you know that was manufactured in like...
The stuff that JoJo sells at Claire's is like Greta's worst enemy in terms of saving the planet. It's like a bunch of microplastics.
JoJo's carbon footprint is literally the size of Sweden. So I think Greta's probably pretty disturbed by her empire.
It's true.
Also, literally everything JoJo makes is the epitome of fast fashion in that it's worse because
nothing
it's
has ever been less biodegradable
and it's worse
than
it's
like
for children,
a
so
JoJo product.
It goes into a landfill even faster than
right.
the clothes.
That's true because
adults.
You grow up and you're like, I'm not using this JoJo thing
and
anymore.
And a kid grows up in like 2 months. They're like, wait, what the fuck would everything, I ever see in JoJo?
Everything Greta has ever been given is like made out of like oak wood, like a beautiful piece that's like kept meant to be kept forever, you know? Mm-hmm. All of her toys, like
everything's
she's
a
ever
heritage
touched.
Piece.
Yeah,
it's all true. A heritage piece.
Okay, completely.
Next call. Now you see why we're doing this today?
Terrible. It's bad. Almost as bad as my Hunnicutt song.
Here we go.
Okay, this feels like an obvious question, but an important one. Does Beyonce know about this season of The Masked Singer? Thank you.
This season is a really funny
I
qualifier.
I love this season. Does Beyonce know about this?
Lindsay, generally, do you think she knows The Masked Singer
I think she... Oh, well, Kelly Rowland was in this season of The Masked Singer.
Oh, right. She was.
So Beyonce maybe got it in her newsletter. The newsletter her assistants make for her so she can, like, know what's going on in the world. I made that up.
I do think that of all of the Destiny's... I mean, like, Kelly is her best friend in that group.
Yeah, but they did the song together, my favorite song, Say Yes for Jesus, and I think that Beyonce keeps up with those girls, and I think that if she's gonna know anything about popular culture, it's gonna be something that either Kelly or Michelle are involved in. Sure.
If
like,
it's anything that's on network television or television generally, yeah, it's gonna be a...
And The Masked Singer is such like a moving thing. Experience for people, or at least they say that, at least they kind of purport that it is. So like Michelle being like, I finally get my own stage, I finally get to sing, I finally get to do all this stuff. I would think that Beyonce would be made aware of that.
Beyonce's getting things in her email inbox that are like, digital screener available of Masked Singer episode 3 or whatever. And she's like, oh, that's nice. And then like never.
Yeah.
All good for Kelly, but like never actually watches it.
The
know?
Funny thing is I asked for those screeners because I wanted to do the like guessing at a before the show came out, and they refused to give me them. And then literally after I did all the guessing, they kept sending me them. And I was like, I don't want them anymore. I'm not watching the show. I just wanted the first few episodes so I could do my guessing. Mm-hmm. And now every single week I'm getting Masked Singer screamers. So I feel like Beyonce. I'm never watching these.
Didn't the caller mention something in a dream? The last caller? Something dreamed? I dreamed
she
it.
She dreamed it and then it came and then she remembered it.
Can
Why?
I tell you a crazy dream story?
Uh-oh.
Real quick. This is typically the sort of stuff that's would be reserved for the Patreon. Patreon.com.
But this episode, no rules. No rules, just no right. Rules.
Craziest thing happened. I do not believe, look, I'm not like a spiritual person. I do not believe in a higher power, but still some things are very creepy when they happen. Weird coincidence. Had a nightmare. Haven't had a nightmare in a while.
Aww.
Had a nightmare a couple nights ago, and it was very specific. It was about a break-in, but it wasn't my apartment, and I was with someone else. Like, I wasn't with Josh. I was like with an amalgamation of like it was like a friend, but I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
And we were going into like this place, presumably their apartment or something.
Yeah.
And or I think it was somewhere we worked. It was weird. But like we go into the thing, turned on the lights, and someone was in there.
Uh-huh.
Like a thief or something.
Uh-huh.
And there was like vaguely smoke. It was something about it that involved smoke or something.
Okay.
And then they just chased us out like he was going to kill us.
Sure.
And like tried to run out, couldn't make it in time, woke up. And I was like, I just got really nervous. And I was thinking about, something made me think of smoke. Something made me think of carbon monoxide. My brain started spiraling.
Oh, no.
And I was like, do our smoke detectors have batteries in them?
Oh, no.
Because we moved into our new apartment like 2 months ago. And I never thought to check them. Lindsay, both of the smoke detectors had old ass dead fucking batteries in them. Neither of them worked.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Ooh. So I got up in the middle of the night and changed all the batteries. Josh like woke up in a daze. It's like 3 a.m. He's like, what is happening out here? And I'm like, I'm changing the batteries of the smoke detector. I mean, it was fully humiliating. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
I got really nervous. And also, one of Josh's friends is a firefighter for the New York Fire Department.
Yeah.
And he came to Josh's birthday party a few weeks ago and he had to leave. He came early and he left early. And he was like, I have a shift tomorrow. He was like, this is fire season. And I was like, oh God, I don't need a fire department guy. Like a fire. Oh, truly like a New York firefighter telling me it's fire season. Yeah. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just had an embarrassing thought.
Check your batteries.
Well, one of my batteries was low. It started beeping. So I just opened the thing and I was like, oh, I'll replace the battery when I think of to get that type of battery. Oh,
yeah. And it's dangling off your ceiling. I noticed it and I didn't say anything.
It's been 6 months.
I mentioned it to you the first time and I was like, Lindsay, you got to fix that. And you were like, I will eventually. And I was like, I'm going to keep my anxieties to myself. I noticed it when we were watching The Holiday. Yeah. I was she still has not put a battery in there.
I mean, it's a square battery. When do you see those? You never see those.
Wildly, the batteries in these smoke detectors are AA.
See, I wish I was so lucky to have that.
Part of me is like, I don't know that I trust the AA's because used to having square batteries.
Wait, you don't trust the batteries now?
No, I trust them.
That's beyond.
Anyway, next call.
You know, I've tried lots of things to get me to go to sleep in the past, you know, few years. Just a little bit of a push. You've got your melatonin, you got your various things. But I've found that of all the things, a little bit of CBD, a little bit of CB distillery, that's getting me getting me conked right out and sleeping through the night.
It really is. I love CB distillery. They have not all their products are for sleep, some are for relaxation, but like I love the sleep ones. They say shh.
Those gummies they sent us, I was in a chill vibe all day when I took two of those.
They're good ass gummies. They're good ass gummies. No, you were. You were like, I took CBD earlier today and I feel chill.
I'm like not operating heavy machinery on those things. You know what I mean? I'm in a good place.
Heavy machinery?
What did I say?
You said heavy machinery, which is good. I like that. I know what you meant. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. They all caps the clean, which means you know it's clean. No fluff, no fillers, just effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD, and I'm among those 90%. So if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery, and with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. Hooligans have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code WHO for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code WHO, cbdistillery.com.
I was in Florida this past weekend and guess what was the talk of the town?
Your mom's Aura frame?
The Aura frame. The Aura frame was scrolling through every photo. I was like, oh, there's that. Oh, there's that. I'm like, where'd they get that photo? There's always a photo where I'm like, where'd they get that photo? How'd they get that photo?
I don't know where my mom gets the gifts that she sends me. Like when she sends me a text gift, I'm like, where did you find that? And sometimes I look at her Aura frame and I'm like, where did you download this?
No, I'm like, where did you get this photo from? Whose Instagram did you steal this photo off of? You know?
They love to steal from, and they love to just screenshot and not crop. So it'll just be like a cropped iPhone
just be
photo
a full
that's
Instagram.
On the Aura frame.
Exactly, with comments and everything. It'll just be on. It'll be zoomed in sometimes, so it's extra blurry. But you know what? That's how easy it is to get the photos on the Aura frame because my parents can figure out how to do it. Do they do it well? No, but do they do it? Yes.
And the other thing that's great about Aura frames, when you give them to your mom, your mother, a mother in your life, a mother figure, it's a great Mother's Day gift, whoever the mother in your life is. You can connect it to your Aura app and you can just send them photos. If they approve it, you can just put photos and kind of troll them and have fun and put random photos. I do it to Lindsay sometimes.
Yeah, he does.
You can do it to your mom. My mom gave me access because she likes putting
photos. You got to be careful. You got to be a little careful with that, but you should do it.
You got to be a little bit careful. But Aura frames are Wi-Fi connected, and they come with unlimited storage because it's all in the cloud. So you can share as many photos as you want from your phone to Mom's frame. Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code WHO at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, WHO Weekly, and this is Leah from Canada. I'm just calling because I saw a really funny tweet. Have you seen that meme where it's like, I'm telling my kids, like, blank was blank, and it'll be, like, a picture of someone who's, like, not the person that they describe. Anyways, someone did that format with the Property Brothers, and they wrote, I'm telling my kids these were the Chainsmokers. And somebody commented, even if you told me now in 2019, I'd believe you. So question, do the Chainsmokers know who the Property Brothers are? If you could help me out, that'd be great. Good form, Bella Thorne.
Do the Chainsmokers know who the Property Brothers are?
Do the Chainsmokers know who the Property... Yeah, yes. Oh my God, yes. It's all low culture. They both know each other, vice versa. There's no question to me.
Property Brothers definitely know who the Chainsmokers
are. It's low culture.
They look at the Chainsmokers and they're like, we could
They
do
listen
that,
but- to the Chainsmokers in the gym or whatever. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And the Chainsmokers know all bullshit that is low culture like them.
Yeah, yes. It's like, Chainsmokers, do you watch HGTV? And they'd be like, yeah, I fucking love that shit. Or
it's
something.
On in the private chair when we go to Vegas.
Yeah, we love HGTV.
Yeah,
like,
no,
ugh.
I mean, and also they definitely get invited to the same types of parties. I mean, think about it. Like, they're both Vegas-y. Chainsmokers are very Vegas-y. Property Brothers,
oh,
very Vegas-y.
Yeah.
They probably, like, are part of the same, like, on the same, like, Vegas league of celebrities who live in Vegas or some bullshit. Yeah, no, totally.
They know their time is numbered. They know their days are numbered.
Even if it's not Vegas related, I still argue, you know. I still argue they know each other.
Yeah, I think they know each other.
We're just sitting here watching The Masked Singer. And we want to know, does Patti LaBelle know who Bjork is? Crunch, crunch.
The reason being is that Patti LaBelle was the flower on The Masked Singer. Really cool costume, actually.
Yeah, I like that one.
And and Ken Jeong thought that it was Bjork. And I don't know why he thought it was Bjork. It didn't sound like Bjork. It sounded like Patti LaBelle. Literally sounded just like Patti LaBelle. It was Patti LaBelle. I think they're just told to like
wild.
Say bullshit. Yeah. But the idea of the flower, a lot of the costumes, I'm sure, are like, could be misconstrued as like Bjork vibe, but that's the show, not the person themselves. And I guess the question is, have Patti LaBelle and Bjork ever met? I don't think so. That's like a weird thing to, yeah, I don't know.
I think Bjork is hard to meet. I don't think all that many people have met Bjork.
Yeah.
She's not a very social person, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, would she know who it is? I feel like Patti LaBelle is amused, like, she's a singer, she probably pays attention to a lot of stuff, but it's like, maybe she remembers Bjork's swan dress.
I mean, Bjork is like, what, the most famous Icelandic celebrity, right?
Celebrity. I feel like Patti LaBelle knows who Bjork is. Maybe she probably doesn't like her music or can identify her music, but she's like, oh, that weird like Swedish woman. And they're like, no, Patti, it's Icelandic. And she's like, whatever.
This is technically cheating, but I'm looking for, I searched both their names just to see if there's any type of obvious connection that we're missing, because it really annoys me when I find this later. And there's a record producer who's produced things for both Bjork and Patti LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is literally the only kind of convincing. Yeah, he was a session player with Patti LaBelle, and he produced something for Bjork. His name is Paul Fox. But that's the only real connection, other than this Masked Singer bullshit, that I am seeing in the first kind of like few pages of this, right?
I think Bjork is famous enough for Patti LaBelle to know who she is. Like, of course, Bjork knows who Patti LaBelle is, but I think Bjork is a them. So
if Patti LaBelle is on the Masked Singer, she is up or thinking about popular culture.
Yeah. Okay. Next call.
Was Elmo a them before the Tickle Me Elmo craze of 1996?
Yes. Yes. Elmo was a them. You out of your mind? Elmo was a them.
What a wild question.
Sure. Elmo was one of like the top tiered Sesame Street people. Well, Sesame Street like Muppets.
Elmo was introduced or later than he wasn't the first Sesame Street. He wasn't with the OG Sesame Street cast.
He was early. He was season 11. He was like early 80s.
So once
he had, been established by.
Once Elmo was introduced, it went. Everyone went nuts for Elmo, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Everyone was like, Elmo, the best character.
I have no recollection of a time that I didn't know who Elmo was.
Yeah, Elmo's a them. With or without Tickle Me.
Yeah. I remember the controversy about the guy who did the Elmo and that he was bad, but I don't even, I never got into that. And also,
that's
just
not
switch,
really worth.
Fortunately, you could just switch it out, get a new Elmo person.
Get a new Elmo.
If main guy's like problematic, just take the hand out of the puppet, get a new hand.
Did you see what the new toy craze is for 2019 holiday season?
Oh, no. Is it Hatchimals again? What is it?
No, it's a fart launcher. It's actually kind of cool. It's a fart launcher. And it
comes
with... Fart launcher. And it comes with cartridges that smell like farts. And you launch the farts into people's faces.
The Buttheads Fart Launcher 3000?
Yeah. And then they smell the fart. Pretty cool.
That's cool as hell.
I know. But it was funny because I was reading comments about it. And it's like, I guess they don't have fart refills. You can't like buy more farts. No, but like they just don't make more farts for them.
What?
So somebody was like, how do I get more farts?
And they were like, you can't? Yeah. God, they're going to need to do like World War II when all the women worked in the factories to make more ammunition. They're going to need to like open up a factory and get these like women just putting on their aprons like, we got to make more, farts and send them into the troops.
Telling you.
America ran out of farts in the great fart craze of 2019. So America's women came together and they made more farts.
Isn't that the best?
I love it. This, the Amazon bullets?
Yeah, read them.
Bullet one. This fart launcher is powered by the deadliest farts. Bullet two. Insert included stink cartridge and push into fart chamber.
Yeah, duh.
Pull farts. Lever until it locks in position. Pull trigger to send a fart forward towards its victim. 100 plus blasts.
Wow, that's a lot of
farts. Send farts to your target up to 10 feet away.
Whoa.
Smell dissipates in minutes.
Whoa.
Minutes.
Unlike a lot of farts.
You only get one stink cartridge with every purchase.
But you get 100 farts per stink cartridge.
It says 100 plus blasts.
What do you do after you run out of farts?
I guess you got to buy another thing. Oh,
another launcher?
There's an alien blaster. There's a toy that does it, and he's the Uranus alien, and his face looks like a butt.
Ew.
Everyone's face looks like a butt. Oh, okay. My God. Okay. This is so funny. There's King Butt, like King Tut, but he looks like a mummy.
King Butt. King Butt.
Sir Flush-A-Lot.
Okay, enough.
Bubbles. Oh,
okay.
My God, they look like farts. Oh, my God. There's Tushy, and he's a ninja.
The child
the
fart.
Grim Ripper.
The
he's
child
a Grim Reaper,
fart
but he's a
industry
butt.
Is very powerful.
Oh, this is really good design. This is great design.
Okay. You don't get to get that for Christmas. It's for children.
I kind of want it.
Hi. Long time. I have a question for Lindsay. Was Matt McGorry still woke in 2019? I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. Okay, crunch.
We haven't heard from Matt McGorry in a while. I think it's because he's not really kind of like spring chicken anymore. He was most peak famous on Orange is the New Black, remember that, and then he was on How to Get Away with Murder, and now I'm not sure what he's doing. The point is that if you're wondering if Matt McGorry was woke in 2019, all you had to do was go to his Instagram, which is such an incredible flurry of concept. Like, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, he's fighting for his last post, which was literally posted 1 hour ago. Guess where he was? That's right. Hashtag Fire Drill Fridays. I'm here in D.C. celebrating Jane Fonda's 82nd birthday. Green New Deal. Green New Deal.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Next Instagram. Screenshot of an article. Racism is the root cause of our climate crisis. Incredible. Next Instagram. He grew his beard back. Okay. Next Instagram. Quote about injustice. Next Instagram. Happy birthday to somebody who's on the show How to Get Away with Murder. Next Instagram. Quote from a poet about something, I don't know. Next Instagram. Meme about I don't know, I can't tell. Next Instagram. He's reading a book called The Burning Case for a Green New Deal by Naomi Klein. In incredible.
Then, I love this one of him reading Fearing the Black Body, The Racial Origins of Fat Phobia, because it's him. It looks like he's shirtless, but he's really in a tank top and he's showing off the book. And then you scroll through the carousel and he's one of those people. Did you have those like friends in high school and college who just highlighted everything when they were reading a book for like class or something? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you highlight everything. And they're like, yeah, it helps me read. He highlights everything.
I mean,
the entire page is yellow.
In 2019, he also read For the Love of Men by Liz Plank. He read Shrill. He read, what else? Trevor Noah's book. He read Abolition Now. He read How to Be an Anti-Racist. This guy is so fully involved in
his... Is he still woke? Yes, he is
self-growth. His self-growth. His growth. What's nice is that he's woke in the same exact way he was when he was like peak famous, you know? He still continues down this journey. It's nice to see that like he obviously does this. This is his natural inclination. This is his full thing.
His link in bio, the link in his bio is to his Goodreads account. And he just
loves to read.
He puts down every book he's ever read.
Incredible. Wow. No, incredible.
You know, who can really complain about Matt McGorry? Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Keep
Look at
doing
this.
What you're
Look
doing.
Look at this Instagram. I'm never going to watch How to Get Away with Murder, but I love you nonetheless.
Hi, Who Weekly. Can you list every type of fry and rank them from who to them? Thank you.
Here's this cute little chart that I saw on foodrepublic.com.
There's too many fries.
This seems... Okay. Send it Curly? To
me. Send it to me, please.
Okay, got it. It's coming your way. Beep, beep. Here it comes.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I love talking about fries. Some of these are fake. Some like cheese fries. I don't think that we can start. The moment you start adding toppings into the mix, it all bets are off. So we can't do toppings like that.
We can't.
Because this has like chili cheese fries. Because what's next? Like poutine? No, I'm not going
there. So
we're just
doing
shapes
too many things. And styles. We're not doing how it's served.
So there's, I don't think so. It's like, look, there's waffle fries here. That's its own. I'll take waffle fries. I'll take Belgian fries. That's a special thing. Tater tots. I think that counts in the fry category.
Standard
cut, like a McDonald's.
Like a thin cut. Yeah.
Garlic fries. Fuck a garlic fry. That's too. It's just like
no. We're talking
else.
About curly.
Curly.
Crinkle,
yes. Shoestring matchstick and shoestring matchstick. I love those.
Sweet
crinkle cut
potato.
Steak. Sweet potato wedges.
Cottage fries. That's
Let's say we end with cottage fries, because that's a very specific thing as well.
For me, top of
Rank
the chain.
Rank them from top to bottom, yeah.
Top of the chain for me is like a standard, really good double fried fry, which would be like a really good diner fry, which I think I guess the closest here would be a mix between standard and Belgian. But let's say standard for me is number one.
Yeah.
Number two has got to be, honestly... Waffle fry. Waffle fry is gonna be really good. This is hard. Then I would say the shoestring, although I feel like those are like fancy fry. Those are good. Fancy shoestring fry.
Yeah.
Then I would say tater. Then I would say curly. Who gives a shit about curly? The ones at the bottoms are really for me the big, the two thick ones. Like, I don't
your
like steak. I don't like
your
cottage.
Potato wedge.
I'd rather
like
just
a fish
eat
and chips,
potatoes.
Like a British fish and chip, like
exactly.
A chip. You don't like that?
I don't love a thick fry.
Okay. So those are all just sort of group. What about, but you miss sweet potato. You don't like a sweet potato?
I love a sweet potato fry, but I feel like sometimes they can be bad. And also sweet potato fries really need a good dip to make them like peak fry.
Okay, yeah.
Because meanwhile, I could just ask for like fucking mayo and any of these top fries could be incredible.
Yeah, the moment you add mayo to any of these fries, they're number one.
But sweet potato, you need like a, you need a tangy, you need something a little bit different, a little different. Yeah.
And unlike, and that's why I don't want to bring up the toppings, because it's like a cheese fry is going to be better than a fry without cheese. Poutine's going to be better than
also,
a fry without
I'll
cheese curds and gravy.
A steak fry with cheese on it any day, fine. That's just the that's just the journey the fry takes. It needs the.
My number one is probably waffle. Followed by
a perfect waffle is very
good. A perfect waffle is
just
unbeatable.
Yeah.
Followed by the standard cut Belgian, because a great, like you said, like a double fry, like a good McDonald's French fry, a good diner French fry, nothing like it.
Yeah.
Then I would go, now this is where it's going to get tough for me, because I'm not sure, because I love tater tots. I had tater tots last night. a tater tot that is overcooked, like when it's super crispy, almost burned, is amazing. It, like, almost unbeatable.
You can think of these fries cooked the peak way that you like them.
Okay, so peak way. My peak, so tater tot next. That's my number three. So we go waffle, then a standard, then a tater, then curly.
Wait, we were asked to do who to them, not our favorites.
Oh, who to them.
Why are we doing our favorites?
Yeah, why are we doing our favorites? Well, now I'm going to finish my favorites, and then okay, we can do
I'm
who to them.
I'm just saying this feels very and then curly, selfish-y.
And then, well, it's, you know, Christmas time. These are a few of my favorite things. I actually hate when people call that Christmas song. Never mind. I take it back.
Mm.
Then I would go sweet potato. I love sweet potato. Then I would go crinkle cut. Then I would go shoestring matchstick, which I actually really like, but they just can't compare. I think that they're whatever. I think of more of them as like a potato dish than I do an actual fry.
Mm-hmm.
I would end with steak and cottage and wedges all together. But I also love those. They're very substantial, but they're on the bottom of it for me,
mm-hmm,
too. I think I like sweet potato fries more than you, though.
Mm. You might.
Okay, so who to them?
This is the most important thing. Who
matchstick
to them?
Is a who. Steak fries are a who because people are always like, what? People, I think steak fries confuse people, and steak fries could mean many things to different people.
I think a who in terms of fries is not what people think about them. It's more like the like hooiness, the kind of like desperateness of the fry. So it's like curly fries, total who, you know, curly fries the most who, right? I mean, come on. Potato tornado, who? Smiley fries, who? These are like all silly things.
Cottage fries are who's. Sweet potato fries, I would say, are who's because it's like when you order fries, you don't expect it. And it's like, you could also get some sweet potato fries for like a dollar extra.
Like,
and it's
no.
like, what? No.
Yeah, you're like, I could, but I'm not. It's like, there's a reason.
I think the only them are tater tots, regular, like fries. Like when you think of fries, you think of the standard cut or the Belgian.
Mm-hmm.
And then waffle fries, I think, are them's.
Mm-hmm.
Because waffle fries, you are on the hunt for waffle fries. You're like, I need a waffle fry.
Yeah,
you know?
I think the them's are mostly just, you know, standard Belgian,
the three.
Waffle, and
tater.
I guess tater tots are from them.
I love it. Like some tots. Some
I think
tots.
Steak fries are also them's.
As much as I love curly fries, they're kind of hooey.
They're hooey as hell.
They're hooey.
They're hooey as hell.
Crinkle cuts are hooey.
They're hooey as hell. Okay,
yeah, that's
this
it.
Is starting
that's
to,
our ranking.
This is starting to
that's
make
fun.
Me feel insane.
Okay, next. Well, this next call isn't going to be any better. We're going to play a game of who or them.
No.
And we're going to start with this.
Oh, this run of who and thems is so insane.
It's good.
Hey, Who Weekly. I just have a very quick one here. Is Kerry Gold butter a who or a them? And is the only other them butter Land O'Lakes? Bye.
Kerry Gold butter? What the f-
Okay, so first of all, Land O'Lakes definitely a them butter. You're right about that. Is Kerrygold a them? I think it's an Irish them. And there was just a thing. I remember specifically reading a thing. I don't know where it was, but I read a thing about like here, Kerrygold. She's here. Like here, Kerrygold's everywhere now. Like last year, I read this.
I
don't know where
Kerrygold
it was.
In my fridge, so I'm really
me too.
Yeah,
Kerrygold them. I think Kerrygold them.
Care. I don't know.
She's
what are
everywhere
other,
now.
What are other butter brands that were even, they're
exactly.
even in contention?
Exactly.
No, there's that's maybe, not exactly.
There's Finlandia. Finlandia.
No, that's water.
No, it's butter brand. Finlandia butter. I
the
definitely
most
have had a
them
butter,
butter brand is the butter that is the generic butter of the supermarket that you're in.
Yeah, like Key Food butter. Yeah,
like the butter you're gonna buy when you're making something. You're in your
Organic
cooking.
Organic Valley is a them.
Is it? You know what my mother used to buy the like Smart butter. What's it called?
Like Smart Balance.
Smart Balance butter.
Yeah. Well, that's not like that's like
because it was made in like a lab like in Boston.
Yeah, like Country Crock. We used to always have a tub of Country Crock in the house.
Shit. But it wasn't margarine. It was smart butter. Anyways, okay, we have to move on. Don't call it
I can't believe
butter.
It's not butter is a them, but it's also not butter. So.
Number one rule about this episode is you really can't call us about anything in this episode because it's good.
I'm looking at these fancy butter brands. Tillamook butter.
Ooh, regional. I love Tillamook.
I love Tillamook, but I think that that's a who.
Yeah.
Whole Foods 365, that's a who. It's also a supermarket brand.
Resident
butter. I've seen the packaging, but I don't really think of her. President. She's a who. Plugra. I've never heard of her. She's a who. Bluebonnet butter. Well, she's margarine. Parquet, she's margarine. I Horizon Organic. You're also a who? Yeah, there's only it's Land O'Lakes. Land O'Lakes them. That's it. Mm-hmm. Fleischmann's. Bleichmann's? What are you? Okay, break enough. Stones.
We need to move on. This is why we don't do these calls.
Okay, next one.
Hi, we just finished watching the new How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and we wanted to know if the Whos of Whosville are Whos or Thems. Crunch, crunch, me and Grease.
Love this call. Are the Whos of Whoville Whos or Thems? 1, 2, 3, Thems.
Thems, I guess. Yeah. This is like so much, but yes, sure. They were here before Who Weekly. They are Thems.
The Whos are the original Whos. They're in Whoville. They're Thems. Next call.
Hi, Who Weekly. Long time, first time. I'm walking my dog in Prospect Park, listening to the podcast, and we just crossed a bridge, and it reminded me of Bobby's retweet of a tweet about the film 21 Bridges, formerly the film 17 Bridges, that revealed that, in fact, there are only 17 bridges on the island of Manhattan, not 21. There's also 4 tunnels. And then I was thinking, which bridges are Whos and which bridges are them? And I think that maybe the only bridge that's a them is the Brooklyn Bridge. But if you could provide some insight, that would be great. Crunch, crunch, good corn dog one.
I would say that only 2 of them are thems. I would say the Brooklyn, and I would say the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah. Wait, you don't think the Manhattan, you don't think the Manhattan Bridge is them?
Manhattan, Williamsburg, I think people confuse them.
Oh, fair.
I think it's hard. Like the Manhattan Williamsburg Bridge, I think they're confusing. Queensboro Bridge, I would like to say is them because it's used in the theme song to King of Queens. But people also call it the 59th Street Bridge, and that's confusing when it has 2 names.
Uh-huh.
The other bridges, those are all, they're all the same. Uh-huh. 145th, 3rd Avenue, Willis Avenue, RFK, all of these other bridges, those are all Whos. I think that it's Brooklyn and George Washington. Queensboro shaky.
The
maybe,
biggest bridgey who is Kosciuszko. Where you're like, what is this bridge called? What is this bridge?
Well, also, one of my favorite bridges, Pulaski Bridge, still a who. It's a drawbridge.
Total who. Total who. Just a drawbridge. How dramatic. What a who.
I know. Have you ever been on the Pulaski Bridge when I have to like ding 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 ding?
Yes,
ding,
I have.
And you have to like wait.
I guess you're right. That's true.
But it's like sometimes I'm like, wait, which one is this with the Williamsburg or the Manhattan? It's easy to confuse them. They look different.
No, you don't get confused. They look different. You wouldn't get confused, but somebody might get confused. They do the same thing. They're a little farther apart. Like they do the same jump.
But Brooklyn is like, look at me. I'm brick. I'm imposing. Look at me. George Washington, similarly, look at me. The other two are sort of like.
Bridge. Brooklyn is the bridge. Yeah. No, it's true. Okay. It's true.
But this is the funniest. So in case you couldn't, the caller was referencing a tweet I retweeted that absolutely still blows my mind. So that movie with Chadwick Boseman, 21 Bridges, which I'm dying to see, actually. Apparently it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It flopped, but it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It refers to, I'm quoting IMDb, the title 21 Bridges refers to the connections in and out of Manhattan. This is indeed true. But they point out that only 17 of those connections are bridges. The remaining 4 are tunnels. So there are 21 connections. There are only 17 bridges. And then the next piece of trivia, originally titled 17 Bridges. They were going to name it 17 Bridges. And then someone was like, I guess that doesn't sound catchy enough.
21 Bridges is better. 21 is a stronger number.
17 Bridges, I think, is not a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay, next call.
Tom from MySpace. Who are them? Crunch, crunch.
Tom from MySpace. Who are them? Fuck. 1, 2, 3. Who?
Them. Oh, because like no one under the age of like
no one real, but also no one really knew who he was. Even he was always kind of a who, he was mysterious. Even though he was everywhere.
But people, but I don't. Tom from, yeah. Okay, fine. I'm adjusting.
Right?
Yeah, I know you're right. He's like
I still don't know who he was.
He's who he.
He was there. He was on that board. He was like looking at. He was looking at the board, and he's looking at you, and he's like looking at the board. And he's looking.
This
at you.
Exercise is like so heady for me that like I'm not stoned enough to even grasp what we're even talking about here.
Is this like? Hold on.
What?
I sent you a photo of me. That's I tried to take a selfie of the MySpace Tom photo. That's pretty much what he was doing, right?
Wait, what?
That's like he's like this. That's right. That's my only knowledge of Tom.
Bobby just sent me. I don't even know like what he's trying to prove by doing this. Like I don't get like what the argument is. He just sent me a selfie of himself doing what he thinks is what Tom did in the one photo of Tom that we have.
Oh, he's not actually writing on the board, but he is in front of the board.
Oh, you're
but he's not writing.
Yours is not even close.
It's pretty close. Hey, no. I even said it at the right angle. It was the right side of my profile.
No.
That's pretty good.
Tom's hot. Okay, Tom's, let's...
Tom's but also hot. Tom was blurry. It was hard to tell whether or not someone was hot in the early days of the internet.
Truly.
Okay, next call.
Dunkaroos. Who or them?
Dunkaroos. Who or them? 1, 2, 3. Them.
Them?
Millennial them.
Just like nostalgia had a Dunkaroo. Them. Do people
I probably still, only had a Dunkaroo once
they,
in my life.
They still sell them, right?
I think they brought them back. I think it was like, let's bring them back. And they brought them back.
But like, do they still have them?
They are not sold as Dunkaroos anymore, but I think people sort of made artisanal versions of them.
What?
But they are not sold anymore.
Okay, then they're who's. Sorry. I changed it. They're who's. No more Dunkaroos. That makes sense. Dunkaroos dead.
We never had Dunkaroos.
Ugh. Yeah, because they're literally just like cookies dunked in frosting.
What a good idea, though. Great idea.
We never had Dunkaroos. Okay.
I do remember. Remember the Snackwells craze of like the whatever 90s?
Oh, my mom was like, we had those.
We were filled to the brim with Snackwells.
Disgusting. They were gross, right?
They were gross, but there was like, I remember like maybe just, it was a 6 month period, maybe like a summer of Snackwells. And then we never again. Like,
but it's
never
like, you
again.
Can eat 12 of these when normally you could eat like one. It's like, I don't want to eat 12 of these. Disgusting. Okay. Well, I probably did. So it's fine.
Okay. Next call. Oh, I can't believe we never did this. You got so mad when this call came in. And we never did it.
I'm still mad.
Federal agencies. Is CDC a who or a them? Women do belong in balloons.
Okay, at first I got nervous. It was like, I thought she was going to have us who to them every federal agency, but she was like, no, just the CDC. So CDC, who were them? 1, 2, 3.
Them.
I think that's one of the them ones. Because I
is,
think the,
wait, but is the who a them? Because the who is the one that we always get. I always get emails like the who is talking about you, but it's not. They're talking about like measles.
Who. The who is definitely a who.
The World Health Organization.
The WHO.
Yeah, they're who. Yeah, they're
that
a
is
who.
A who. They're a who. Are you kidding? No. CDC, I think one of the main reasons CDC is a them, this correct me if you think I'm wrong or stupid, but the CDC is frequently like a reference or like a joke in other like pop culture thing, like in sitcoms.
What's
people
the
are
one...
making jokes about the CDC.
Well, sure, but what's the one where food is contaminated? It's like, what's the
FDA.
One we hear? What's the... Yeah, so we hear from them the most.
We hear from them a lot.
Like,
the
who,
FDA,
we're, who
like...
we're hearing from the most, you know, is the most important.
And we're hearing from the CDC every flu season.
I want to tell you the last time we've been referenced.
CDC,
by...
remember the Ebola moment
of
5 years ago?
Remember?
The
CDC
last, was like
so
all out.
I have a Google alert for Who Weekly so I can see if people are talking about us. And the last time that we got mentioned like wrongly when it should have been the Who, or we got it sent us something that was about the Who, was an article on Relief Web, which sounds scary. And it says, drop in cholera cases worldwide as key endemic countries report gains in cholera control. It's great.
That's good.
The World Health Organization, the WHO, announced that there was a drop in cholera. Great. Amazing.
Hi, Lindsay, Bobby. Medium high time, first time. I'm calling from a Blink Fitness. Need to know. Costco, BJ's, other bulk stores. Who are them? Additionally, if you could purchase one item in bulk, what would you be really excited to purchase? Meaning, what item do you wish you could purchase in bulk? Thank you so much for your time. Women don't belong in balloons.
Here's the call. So, big box stores. She called out Costco and BJ's. I don't know BJ's. I know Costco. I know Sam's Club. They don't have BJ's in New York, but it looks
they
like
do.
A Massachusetts
they
company.
They do have BJ's in New York.
I mean, they don't have BJ's in Texas, what
okay,
I meant.
Okay,
because
they
like,
have them.
From
I belong
Texas.
To a BJ's.
Everything was Sam's Club and Costco in Texas.
Uh-huh. It's regional.
It's regional. And Costco them, BJ's, I don't know it. I wouldn't
maybe
call it
Costco's
them.
Is the only them.
Costco's is the them.
Costco them. Nothing else.
Did you know what Sam's Club was?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, because they're owned by Walmart. But, they,
but I'm just saying maybe if it's like, you know, if we're skipping on the details, we just got to say, okay, Costco them, no one else them. And what are the things that I want to buy in bulk? I mean, I live in an apartment and I want to buy nothing in bulk aside from toilet paper, I guess. It'd be nice to never have to buy
toilet
paper.
Number one.
And... toilet paper, that's it. Yeah, maybe
bulk that I loved. I bought a bulk Brita filter thing and I loved it. They all fit under my sink, and it was last time I went to Costco with Caroline. Shout out to Caroline, thank you for letting me put stuff in your car. What else did I buy in bulk that I loved? I bought
there's really nothing else though, like there's no other
and it's stuff that can fit and again, it's about the apartment. So it's like, I like bulk that I can fit in things. And I have closet space for paper towels and toilet paper. I had space under the sink for the Brita filters. I don't do filtered water in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all water is bad. That's the secret. That's the sad secret. Yeah, that's what they all tell you, but it's all bad anyway.
I don't read those.
The pollutants are everywhere, Lindsay. You cannot get away from the pollutants. Sure, you're stepping
a little bit closer to anti-vax for me, but that's not for me.
You can't get away from the pollutants in the water.
Sure.
Please do not say I'm stepping close to anti-vax. I will vaccinate everyone. I'm just going to go around vaccinating myself.
I just don't think that a Brita filter that's being sold in bulk at Costco is going to get to the root of what you are worried about, which is, you know, kind of unavoidable. Yeah, okay.
Chromium 6.
Sure.
Hi, sorry. I don't know if I enunciated enough when I just called. But my question is, Mavis Beacon, who are them? Crunch, crunch.
Mavis Beacon. 1, 2, 3.
Who? Them. Get out of here. Don't let your bias cloud your vision.
She's a who, but
she's a who.
She's a them in
she's
my
a
heart.
Typing them. Nothing else.
Do kids still use Mavis to learn how to type, or do they just come out of the womb typing?
Yeah, they're just No, I think that they use different things, but like I don't know if Mavis Beacon is the brand of the app or whatever that they use. Mm. Also, they type with their thumbs now, not with their fingers. Only thumbs.
Listen to this. Look at you. You sound like such an old person. They type with their thumbs now. Okay. I'm on the Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing Wikipedia. For those of you who don't know what Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing is, it's the software that like anyone born between the years of like 1975 and 1990, like when they were learning to type in the late 80s, early 90s, they were learning on Mavis Beacon software because it was everywhere. It was like in every school. It was in every library. Listen to this. Mavis Beacon is not a real person. The original photo of Mavis Beacon was a Caribbean-born model, Renee L'Esperanza. She was introduced to Les Crane, the former talk show host, while he was shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills. Mavis Beacon's first name was taken from Mavis Staples.
Oh, wow.
Lead vocalist of the Staples. He was right. The surname derives from Beacon, as in a light to guide the way. So he just liked the name Mavis, and then Beacon is, you know, whatever. Interesting.
Also just weird, and like, what a weird amalgamation of like culture to be like, this is the woman who teaches you typing, and it's essentially just like a placeholder.
On the Mavis Beacon website, there's like the most recent releases. Two of those are the same woman. One of them is an animated woman, and the other one is a completely different woman. So it's like it's three different Mavis Beacons in the current generation of Mavis Beacon.
But now it's just a name. It, you know, it's almost this just weird face to that represents typing, but it has nothing to do with this woman. How is this woman teaching me
this
typing?
This is also a completely different woman.
Yeah, it's a different woman.
There's four different women who play Mavis Beacon in the current gen of Mavis Beacon.
Mm.
Mavis Beacon, who? We're done with this episode. Thank God. Thank you for listening. If you got it this far, congratulations.
I'm like
you deserve a medal.
I'm ready to ascend into the heavy side layer. Like, I'm ready to ascend up into the heavy side layer.
Shout out to friend of the pod, Alex Better, who DM'd me. I said to call in, and he did not call in because I would have played it on last week's episode. He saw Cats. I'm sure a lot of you had seen it by now, but he saw Cats a few days ago and said it literally ends with Jennifer Hudson in a balloon.
Spoiler alert.
Cats belong in balloons.
Cats do belong in balloons.
It ends with the woman and woman cat in the balloon.
They go up, up, up into the heaviside layer, which is actually called, if you remember the episode in which we investigated this, it's called wait for it. It's in the newsletter today, but I have to send it. It's called the Kennelly heaviside layer is the true name of the heaviside layer.
Okay.
Remember?
Okay.
We talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about it.
You forget completely. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. We'll see you in the new year. Oh my God, we're not going to see you again until the new year, right?
See you again in the new year.
I think so. Yeah, the new year or something around there. Whatever.
All right.
Maybe
bye-bye.
Right before. Maybe right before.
Bye-bye.
Anyway, thank you for listening.
All right.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Bye-bye.
Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. Lindsay, stop. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and call in 609 Who Them if you want to be featured on a future episode. We might use it. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey.
To be famous.
Army Hammer claims he's half Jewish, but I'd like to see the proof.